and time to bring Nina Burns into proceedings. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good to see you as always. Enjoying the summer so far?
Yeah, very good. I was actually off last week, so it was nice. Just I didn't go anywhere, but it was nice to have some time off.
But did you not come with us on an hour holiday around the Wild West Atlantic Way?
I would love to have, but I wasn't invited. As I said, maybe a doctor on the road trip doesn't sound quite so exciting.
We'll
really. Although you could have done with one.
Obviously, the late David Sherry was in need of your presence at some stage. But we march on regardless. Okay, we'll go to a message from Lisa in Dundalk, who says, "I'm 28 years old. Recently been diagnosed with an underactive thyroid 6 months ago. I feel like it's ruining my life. I know this sounds dramatic, but it's how I feel, along with the symptoms of fatigue and feeling down. The weight gain and joint swelling is worse. The worst. I eat so healthily, often too little at times. I know this is not right either. And I exercise daily, hill walking, dog walking. I'm very active. I often wake up with a swollen face and hands. I feel rotten. I've gone to two doctors, and each seems to dismiss how I feel. They have just told me that my metabolism has slowed down due to eating little, and they will monitor my thyroid. I'm on L-troxin now, and I think my neck has not been as swollen, but no doctor will increase my dose, even though I waited for monthly blood tests. How do I fix my metabolism? I've tried eating little and often and intermittent exercise, but nothing works."
Okay, well, there's a lot we don't know about metabolism. Now, certainly having an underactive thyroid does slow your metabolism. Your thyroid is kind of the furnace for your body. So if you think of it in the context of your house, if it's not getting enough fuel, it's not going to burn very efficiently. And it's the same with your thyroid. If it would strike me that your thyroid must be under control. If like the doctors don't want to change the dose, then the thyroid must be normal. And I suppose the danger of taking too much thyroid medicine is that you would send your thyroid overactive, which is in itself very dangerous. It can cause rhythm problems and all whole kind of issues. Certainly the feeling tired and the feeling swollen and the changes in your skin are typical of thyroid disease. So it is worth looking at what that TSH is. A lot of doctors would like to keep that around kind of 2.5 and not let it creep higher than that. Other than that, you know, eating, unfortunately, if you have over years eaten very little, your metabolism will slow down and it can be hard to get that metabolism to come back up. But you're doing all the right stuff, exercising regularly, eating regularly. You may need to actually increase what you eat. And remember, the quality of the food you eat is so important, okay? Making sure you're getting lots of fruits and vegetables. Protein is very important. And in Ireland, we're probably a bit too carbohydrate dependent. So although carbs are important, we shouldn't be eating too many of them, because that in itself, just they get converted to fat otherwise. Again, I said it a million times, but water.
Making sure you're getting
2 litres of fluids a day. Other than that, I mean, obviously, if you have an underactive thyroid, you have a higher chance of having things like low B12. So it's always worth checking the other vitamins in your blood. Vitamin D is one I tend to check in Irish people because of our long, dark winters. We don't get enough of it. So I don't really have an answer for your metabolism. I'm sorry. I'd be a very wealthy person, I think, if I knew how to fix people's metabolisms. They're still working on that one. But I would say just make sure everything else is in order. If you have an underactive thyroid, you do have a chance of having other autoimmune conditions. So a general check in general bloods is not a bad idea.
Catherine says, "I've had a cut, kind of fissure at the side corner of my mouth for the last number of weeks, and I've tried antiseptic creams and it just won't heal. Is it true that these can be caused by a lack of vitamin B?"
Actually, the cut at the corner of your mouth can be associated with low iron. So get your bloods checked. Low iron can do it. It can also be fungal. So sometimes using Caniston cream or something on the corner of your mouth can help. So there are two things you could try, but it's not so much the B, it's the iron. B a bit, but iron mainly is the one that causes the cracks.
So he's off the focus on the B and head for the iron.
Well, you can check both. A simple blood test will check both.
Okay, that'll fix that.
It's easier. Yeah.
Okay, I suffer from eczema/eczema, depending on pronunciation, and find the sun is really good for it. I know I shouldn't really be sunbathing, but it helps a lot. I'm just worried about how much damage I'm doing to my skin.
I think you probably know the answer there, just in the question. I mean, the sun, a tan is damaged skin. And if your eczema is getting better in sun, you'd have to question whether there's an element of psoriasis to it. Psoriasis does respond to UV light. Eczema is a condition of dry skin, and obviously skin that gets overheated tends to get drier. So really the main treatment for eczema is moisturize. Get a good moisturizer, something designed for eczema, something that doesn't have perfumes and additives. Use it regularly. Again, drink lots of water to keep yourself
E45,
hydrated.
Is that sort of thing?
E45 is an excellent one. There's another Irish brand, Elav. You know, any of the ones designed for eczema or dry skin, there's a whole host of them. Talk to your pharmacist, but you want something that's not perfumed. A lot of parents like to use the Johnson's products on children, and although they're great for children's skin, when you have eczema, you need to avoid something with perfume. You need to use something specifically for eczema. So do talk to your pharmacist about it.
Okay, John, here I've been taking a sinus spray for a year now and I can't breathe without it. How can I come off it? Is it very difficult? It is very difficult to breathe when sleeping without it, Izzy.
Okay, John, if you've been buying this over the counter, you probably have a thing called rhinitis medicamentosa, because the over-the-counter sinus sprays, decongestant sinus sprays, a lot of them, if you use them too long, what happens is you stop them and the lining of the nose swells up. It's almost like a withdrawal from them. There is no quick fix. You're going to have to go through the withdrawal and let your sinuses adjust. Talk to your GP. There are prescription sprays, the low-dose steroids and stuff, and steroid drops that can help shrink back the sinuses. And those sprays you can use long-term. Taking an antihistamine daily, which you can buy over-the-counter, will help with your sinuses. There are also some great rinses you can buy in pharmacies. There's one called Sterimar, which is seawater, and there's Neelmed, do a whole range of rinses and sprays that, just to flush out the sinuses. But unfortunately, what you've done is overused this medicine, and you're going to have to go through withdrawal for your sinuses to settle.
Okay. There's a kind of Viagra-related question there that I'm going to just ask that guy to send that in September, because the answer will just get us into, I just feel kids-wise, it's not the way forward.
Yes, because actually I had a father comment the other day that the children were very excited that I mentioned Doc McStuffins. So you do have young listeners.
Yeah, so I'm just going to part that. So whoever you are, I'm not ignoring it, but I am asking you, would you wait till September, and we'll definitely deal with it then if you can't get it dealt with before then. How's that? Louise says, my son is 9 and constantly has a runny nose, even if he doesn't really have a cold. I'm forever after him with a tissue. Should I get him looked at?
Okay, well, this is the other end of the last question. This person has normal rhinitis and it is treatable. So go to your doctor. There are a number of sprays. Once you're over 6, you can use some of the steroid nasal sprays. And again, taking an antihistamine every day. It's essentially hay fever, and treating it can help. And the problem is you need to use the treatment regularly. Some people use it for a couple of weeks and stop. The key is you use it and keep using it through the summer. And ideally, I think I've said it before, Irish people with allergies should start their medicine on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah, you have said that. That's true, Ned. So March 17th, get stuck into that and you'll be grand. Nina, my daughter has cracked skin under her earlobes. Nothing is healing it. Any suggestions from Stacey in Wicklow?
It could be a kind of inflamed or infected area of eczema. Around the ears is a common area. You know, the old-fashioned wash behind your ears is not a bad idea. We do tend to forget it in children, and you can get a build-up of kind of skin that's sloughing off that doesn't come away easily. So sometimes gently putting an oil and using a gentle old toothbrush to loosen any scales that are there, and then moisturise. If it's a bit smelly or red, then actually getting an antibiotic cream from your doctor to use for a little while will help that.
Okay. Daniel says, my cholesterol is sky high and I've tried everything to bring it down. What are the best things to do to reduce it?
Lifestyle is really important when it comes to cholesterol. So a couple of things. Exercising will actually improve your cholesterol. It'll help bring up your good cholesterol and help bring down the bad one. Avoiding too much alcohol. Alcohol will push up your triglycerides, which is one form of fat in the blood. We don't talk about a low-fat diet anymore. We talk about a healthy fat diet. One third of your diet needs to be fat, but things like avocados, olive oil, your healthy oils will help your cholesterol. They'll actually bring up your good cholesterol, bring down the bad one. We all know, obviously, avoiding the sweets, cakes, biscuits, crisps, anything like that, chips, that's high in fat. And again, you know, depending, he's in his 50s, is that what you said?
It didn't say, actually.
Okay, so depending on your age and your other risks for heart disease, cholesterol is one risk for heart disease. Go to your doctor, they'll check your blood pressure, your height, your weight. If you have a number of risks, you may be put on medicine to help bring your cholesterol down as well.
Elaine says, I suffer terribly with sweaty hands and feet, and it's embarrassing, especially with the warmer weather. I use powder on my feet and I'm constantly drying my hands and my clothes. Is there anything I can try that will help?
You can actually, they do Botox injections into the axilla to help with sweaty hands. And they used to do an operation. It's a nerve controlled response.
Would you encourage that, endorse that?
You always hear that if you cut the sweat off one area, it comes back another. I haven't met that many people who've had the Botox under their arms done, really, to comment on it either way. But it really depends on how it's affecting your life. I mean, for some people, they have such sweaty hands that it really is very debilitating to their quality of life. And in that instance, I think it is worth having something like that done.
If it's debilitating. Any tips to remove a sty from an eyelid that I've had for months, as a text? Eyelashes around it are falling out.
Well, go to your doctor. An antibiotic ointment will help if there's any infection in the hair follicle, because the sty basically is an infection of the root of a hair follicle in the eye. But occasionally, if it's recurrent and not going away, we'd refer you to an eye specialist and they would actually, as a day case, remove the actual capsule so it doesn't keep refilling.
Good, good. Gillian says, I've got an itchy rash on one foot that starts off with a little hard bump and then turns into a blister. I've tried Dactarin, but it isn't helping. What else might work, please?
I always like to see rashes because rashes can be so many different things. But an itchy bump, it sounds almost like a bite that's become infected. And I'd often try Fusidem, which is an antibiotic cream, or Fusibet, which has a bit of steroid. Okay. So it might be worth talking to your doctor and trying that. But it's always good. Bumps and lumps and rashes that don't go away, always. A doctor should always put an eye on, I think.
Our last one will go to Wayne, who says that I work early mornings. I go to bed around 9 and get up about 4 a.m. I wake constantly during the night, but I always seem to wake up with a headache. Am I oversleeping?
Am I oversleeping? No.
Not 9
you're
to 4,
you're getting
not.
7 hours. So yeah. No, you're not oversleeping. I suppose the thing is, when you're working long days and you're tired, you know, it can be hard to force yourself to go to bed if you want this wind down time. Don't eat late at night. It's a bad idea. It disturbs sleep. Don't have a drink to help yourself go to sleep. It disturbs sleep. Exercise in the afternoon if you can, but not late at night. These are all things we talk about, sleep hygiene, keeping your room cool. And then I do think setting an alarm clock, because sometimes people, you know, if you're kind of consciously watching the clock, that you might not sleep as well. So push the clock away from the bed, set an alarm clock, keep the room dark and just go to sleep. And don't think about, I'm have to be up really early, because you actually never manage to switch off.
Yeah, yeah. And check also the temperature of a room. If the room's, some people like their room hot, which I think is really weird. Some people like it cold, which I think is perfectly normal. Thank you very much, for the window open. And it depends on what you're having yourself. But the other thing I've noticed, because I've done 3 weeks in hotels, essentially, for the last 2 weeks. Sorry, for the last 3 weeks, between 2 weeks for the radio and then one week on holiday.
Staying in hotels.
I don't mind it, but it's quite a lot. And the one thing I've noticed is that the Irish hotels don't have right is pillow. The pillow.
Yeah, you're right.
And it drives me mad. These hard, cheap foam pillows are disgusting, and they lend themselves to... But if you get the right hotel, which I did hit at least twice, mostly on my holiday, I'll be honest with you, you'll get a pillow that's like a marshmallow, and your head goes into it and it just disappears. If only they got it right.
Well, you see, everyone likes
expensive.
Different pillows.
We talked about it.
In the States, they have pillow menus. I've stayed in hotels.
What?
Yep. I was in the States and I booked into a hotel last year. Well, the year before last, I guess.
Pillow menu.
And as I was booking in, and it wasn't a particularly expensive hotel, but there was a pillow menu that I could order on.
So goose feathers, duck feathers.
Pick whether I wanted foam or
ostrich
feather.
Ostrich feather. Oh,
yeah.
Because it's got to be feathers,
people like to, yeah, I like it's
gotta
be feather person. Yeah. Now, my husband likes those microfiber ones. You know, the
was
the
he
ones.
In the army? I mean, why would anyone like
no,
those?
You know the ones that kind of remember, the memory foam, I think is what they're called, actually, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I'm a feather pillow person.
Gotta be. The head
and I'm a
one
pillow person, you see. I don't like lots of pillows.
I know. And what is the obsession putting cushions on beds? I just don't get that either. That's another day's work. Put 16 cushions on. The first thing I do when I go into a hotel room is take all the cushions. I don't want any of the cushions. I don't know what they're there for. Mad.
There's something nice about hotels, though.
I know what you mean. It's like an airplane meal.
Yeah, and my daughter, we were just talking about holidays recently, and she said to me, you know, my favourite part of holidays, Mom, I said, watch at the airport.
Yeah, she's right. It's just the dinkiness of it all. Okay, she's absolutely right. All right, Nina, I've got to leave it there for now, but sure, we'll do it soon, no doubt.
Indeed.
Nina Burns, as always, thank you so much.